call the Westoff Village Council meeting to order. Please stand for the pledge and prayer. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Our Father in heaven, we thank you for granting us the privilege to meet tonight. We ask for your blessing, wisdom, and guidance as we conduct the business of the village. Amen.
Roll call.
Chaney?
Yes.
Maurer?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yes.
Les?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Okay, you've all been previously provided with a copy of the minutes of the May 23rd, 2022 regular meeting. If there are no corrections to those minutes, I'll entertain a motion to approve the minutes.
Motion to approve the minutes.
Second.
Powell?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Chaney?
Yes.
Maurer?
Yes.
Les?
Yes.
Okay, under correspondence, I only have one thing. Received a letter from W.E. Quicksall and Associates, and I'll just read a portion of it. We would like to take the opportunity to inform you of upcoming funding programs that may be of interest to you. These programs are very competitive, therefore, if you're interested in fulfilling your infrastructure needs, we urge you to begin planning on these applications as soon as possible. There are several here, Ohio EPA Water Pollution Control, Loan Fund, and the Ohio Public Works Commission, Infrastructure, Roads and Water, and Storm and Sanitary Sewer. These are all coming up with deadlines August 1st, let's see, October 28th, and August 31st. So I'll pass this along to the village administrator. Okay, we have with us via Zoom Devin Bartlett that wants to make a presentation to council. So just bear with us for a minute, Devin, while I get you up on our screen, then I'll turn it over to you. Okay, Devin, it's all yours.
Okay, I really appreciate it. So my name is Devin Bartlett. I've been working with Tammy Hicks quite a bit recently, and so I don't know how much or how familiar all might be with Iowa systems. So I've been in business for about 21 years. So for the field, and so they created the first web-based system in our industry. So we actually mainly focus on public works, community development, kind of where we came from. So I just kind of want to just talk a little bit about the software and kind of show what we're offering. And just kind of touch on some key points Tammy and I have kind of gone over, and that really would hopefully bring the most value to the city, to the village. So let me pull up and share my screen here real fast. Am I able to share my screen? Is that possible?
Yeah, it should be. Just a second here. Make sure.
And oh, disabled.
Yeah, you should be good.
Okay. Oh, I'm quick to say host disabled participant screen sharing.
Try it now.
Oh, there we go. Perfect. All right, so just to kind of give you a little bit of background here, it's kind of how our system works. So everybody that you would like to get access to the software Yeah, I'm actually pulling one of these, and I'll just show you briefly what we would see at work order. So you'd be able to track any of the stats, the employees that were used or that did the work, any equipment that was used out on that job, inventory, and then also materials as well. So you can see on the right-hand side, we can add a lot of these different items. This will also give you the ability to upload files and pictures. So if you're doing before and after pictures, you can easily do that from a phone out in the field. Now that's part of what makes this pretty unique, is that since it's a web-based system, you can access it from the field on a phone or a tablet. As long as you have internet access, you'll be able to get on the phone. So it makes it really nice that way. But you can go in and click the opt out in the field, create and upload those pictures. Now, the neat thing too is I know some people that may not be as comfortable with the software or those kind of things. We do have a hybrid ability where we can also go in, you can either email or work software, you can go in and print them. So we can go in and put in all the information we want on this, and then you can either print these off from here, or you can print out the work order that can be filled out in. So you have a lot of options and abilities to do that. Just kind of move over to a couple other things here. The equipment is a big part. You're able to track the general maintenance on the equipment of smaller items, such as chainsaws or mowers, or larger items, such as trucks. So we pulled that out, you can see the basic information on the truck, and here's the general maintenance. So what was done, what the cost was, mileage, that lot mileage, the cost, and then you can upload any third party receipts if you have, you know, anything taken care of outside the village. Any questions so far? I know we're doing pretty quick, so I just want to make sure I'm not missing anything from y'all.
I think we all understand it's kind of a work order system for the village to track their work orders, time, and expenses, as far as that goes.
My
understanding is to track work orders, time spent, and any expenses associated with that work order.
Correct. Yep. So yeah, you're able to track all of the information that shows you on the work orders, as well as, you know, equipment, material, inventory is really nice just because you have the ability to track live inventory. So any time one of these items is used for the work order, it'll take what you have on hand out. So you have to do very little maintaining to it, and it helps keep things from falling through the cracks. So if you have something in stock in your inventory, you always know it's there, and you don't have to keep updating it if something's used. So that can be really nice. You're able as well through the software to track maintenance, preventative maintenance, and predictive maintenance as well. And then for kids, probably the reporting would be a big aspect. Now we have some really fine details we can do on the reporting side. But if you go in, you can create all of these items here that you can report against. Once you've done that, created it once, you can go in and save them, save report. They can then, whoever, you know, whichever department would need to run this, they can say what we used for the last month in these jobs. And within seconds, they're able to pull that up. So you can see, okay, what did we do in each of these different categories? What was our cost with different things, such as the employee cost, equipment, inventory, and such? And so you get a full idea of what it looks like cost-wise to help you budget things out and kind of know where everything is for that entire time frame. And then one of the last parts to mention really was going to be the maps that we have. So if you guys have your GIS maps set up for the hydrants as an example, you're able to come in here, select any of these hydrants or any of the assets out in the field, and you can see all the information on that hydrant. All the information on this asset, so any inspections that were done, any history of any work orders that were done on it, and you're able to track that all from the map, which is what most places prefer to do. You can also add inspections, schedule inspections, and maintenance right from the asset. So that's kind of a gist of what our software offers. Obviously, there's a lot more to that, but it'll allow you to track any work orders, any work throughout the city, help you budget up different things. In different categories, so you have a lot of options and a lot of value that can be brought in areas. So I just want to open the last minute here or so, and just if there are any questions you may have had or anything that you'd like to see.
Thank you.
Anybody have any questions? All right, if you would, you and Tammy can follow up any discussions. And if nobody has any questions, thanks for connecting in with us. So I hear no questions, so I appreciate it.
Okay, thank you guys. I appreciate y'all giving us the time.
Thank you. Okay, Mr. Lynn, I understand that you wanted to address council, so please take the podium.
Stand up.
Is that what that 311 system we have?
Just one quick question. And the new paving on the highway, I just have a concern about just this side of my house that has been marked as a passing zone.
We are very aware of that. Not okay. Only did they do it there, they did it out on 93 South, and we have contacted the Ohio Department of Transportation and voiced our concerns.
Okay.
It is a state route, and it's their full jurisdiction, so we are simply waiting for them to respond. We have brought it to their attention and our concerns.
Yeah.
That,
okay.
We don't want a passing zone inside the village limits.
Yeah, it looks like it might have been related on this end to where the old city limits was at. I don't know if they used that the way they marked it or what, but anyhow. That was the only thing that I really was concerned about. So.
Yeah,
right,
we have.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, thank you. All right, folks, we want to have on the agenda there's a indication we want to have an executive session, a relatively short one, I think it will be, to discuss contractual matters and confidential information. So I would entertain a motion from council to enter an executive session with the fiscal officer, village administrator, and police chief to remain present.
Motion to go into executive session for contract and confidential information with the fiscal officer, village administrator, and the police chief to stay.
Second.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Moss?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yes.
Cheney?
Yes.
Maurer?
Yes.
Howell?
Yes.
Okay, it's 7:14. We're now in executive session and off the record.